Like Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. We've been talking about teaching and teachers over the past week as part of our Project Milwaukee series. Earlier in the week, we heard a call to make teaching a clinical profession so that new teachers would be residents with mentors before they become full-fledged teachers. That system doesn't yet exist in Milwaukee, but there is a mentorship program for new teachers as they develop their skills, create a professional development plan, and work through the relicensing process. Amy Mizialko is a district teacher mentor with MPS and works with 15 new teachers. She's with us now in the studio. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Why are teacher mentors necessary? Is there something education schools aren't doing that they should be, or is there something about actually being the teacher of record that no amount of pre-job training can accomplish?
The research about mentoring is very interesting in that new teachers talk about certain elements that really get in their way in the first few years of teaching, and specifically in urban districts where there are more challenges to bear, having regular, consistent, guided support from a colleague really, according to New Teacher Center research, helps us with retention and helps us keep our new teachers longer than the 3 to 5 years, a spot where we usually lose them.
Well, can you address what the issues that's distinctive about teaching in an urban school district that play into why mentorship is so important?
In 18 years of working in the city, I've seen the support for public schools and the support for our students change dramatically. So when I started in 1992, students had access to adequate support, and by that I mean that they had opportunities to access technology. They had opportunities to work with a librarian. They had Phi Ed class. They had a chance to express themselves creatively. And over the years, so much funding has been withdrawn. And that's stressful for kids. It's stressful for teachers. And we're working with families in a community that are more and more stressed all the time.
So what is it that you are able to do for the, I guess it's 15 relatively new teachers with whom you're working?
Right. We have the opportunity to work with teachers across the district in several content areas and many grade level areas, special education as well as regular education. And typically we're working with teachers on a weekly basis, and we're spending time with them in their classrooms.
As they're teaching?
As they're teaching. And we get an opportunity to do some really focused observations that are not evaluative in any way, but simply tools to help teachers reflect on and improve their teaching so that we can improve achievement for kids. So we get to spend some time with them in classrooms with children, and then we get to spend some time with them one-on-one, debriefing, reflecting, talking about what was seen in the observations. We also have a chance to sometimes co-teach.
The debriefs are taking place outside the classroom environment.
Exactly. I just finished one up at Washington High School before I came here. And I have to say that the teacher had a really profound experience with his students yesterday in terms of relationship building and the writing process. And we decided to capture that on one of the tools that we work with, and it helps us plan together for next year. How do we take that learning, put it into action for next year to improve his practice?
Are there barriers to success in the mentorship programs? Is there enough time for you to see the teachers or for them to see you? Or are they given enough time to work with you as a mentor?
I think that teachers who are working in K-8 situations, prep time or planning time, collaborative time, is almost non-existent at this point. That's another change that's happened over the years. It's much easier to schedule time with high school teachers that have that scheduled preparation time. But, you know, mentors are, we create our schedules at the need of our teachers and their students. So we meet over lunch, we meet before school, we meet after school. Many of my colleagues are meeting with teachers on the weekends, because that's what needs to be done to meet the needs and the demands of the teacher's schedules.
Can you explain the significance of the, I guess it's the professional development plan within PI 34, this is the teacher licensure method, and where mentorship fits in with that?
Sure. The mentor's role in the PDP process can be very significant. We have the opportunity to work with teachers over the course of almost 10 months. And their first year of the professional development plan is called their reflection year. And really, I think one of the charges of the mentor group is to engage the teacher in meaningful reflection about their practice and student learning. And so, again, the new teacher-centered tools, I really can't say enough about them, really do help build a path to the professional development plan. And it helps, again, the debriefs and the observations and the reflection year really helps teachers think about what would be the best use of my time over the next 3 to 5 years as I work towards relicensure. What would be most important for me to research and consider that would improve my professional development and would show student growth in learning?
As a mentor, have you ever been in a situation where you've encountered a teacher who is perhaps in over his or her head, either just absolutely struggling or coming to terms with the fact that maybe this is not the right profession?
Yes, I think that in the 2 years that I've been working in this position, I can certainly think of one person in particular who I think, despite best intentions and wishes, found the challenges of his position to be much more than he expected, for certain.
And then what is your role as the mentor? What does your role become?
Throughout that year, my role was consistent support. Again, it was to partner with him in reflecting and making decisions that would benefit students. But again, as a colleague and an equal, it's really a teacher's obvious final decision about how to proceed.
Do you think is there a need for mentorship among more experienced teachers as well?
I think that, honestly, had someone asked me 10 years into teaching, would you be interested in a mentoring relationship, I would have said yes. When I look at the people that I work with, it's the most invigorating professional community I've ever worked in. And we're all people who are interested in refining our practice. And I think that certainly if you plan to be a teacher, that's your vocation, that's your calling. For myself, I chose MPS, and MPS is where I will do my work, my career. I'm always interested in partnering up, and mentoring could certainly be a way to continue my own professional development.
Well, Amy Mizialko, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Mitch.
Amy Mizialko is a district mentor with Milwaukee Public Schools. She's also a former teacher. She's been with MPS for 18 years. We'll take another quick break, and when we return, the perspective of one woman who is fairly new to teaching, but not to the education world. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.